And in the news today,
Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Finance Peter Turnquest said the government has allocated nearly $40 million in direct funding to address a potential second wave of the COVID-19 pandemic in the upcoming budget year. His comments came one day after Progressive Liberal Party leader Philip Brave Davis accused the government of not preparing for the possible resurgence of the virus when the Bahamas reopens its borders on July 1st. Turnquest noted the Ministry of Finance has continuously made itself available to the opposition as well as the public to address specific questions. This is Dequi Ann Carroll for Global Impact News. Dr. Patrick Soon-Shiong, a physician, surgeon, scientist, inventor, technologist, media executive, and philanthropist billionaire, with a listed net worth of $7.6 billion in 2020, is proposing to invest hundreds of millions of dollars in the redevelopment of a new port, airport, healthcare research facilities, and manufacturing facilities for harvested aragonite in the Morgan's Bluff Andrews area. Last September, he submitted to government an infrastructure project called the North Andrews Green Free Trade Zone for the Morgan Bluff area. The proposal was leaked to the public this week and made the rounds on social media. Besides an airport and seaport, the project's other components include ecotourism and medical tourism based on a medical research center and clinic. Invasive casuarina tree removal underway by Ministry of Works. The large casuarina trees that dot the landscape of the Bahamas are being removed and will be replaced with shady native vegetation. The Minister of Public Works, the Honorable Desmond Bannister, in his contribution to the 2020-2021 budget debate on Wednesday said the invasive species has spread exponentially throughout the Bahamas and taken control of coastlines on many of the islands. Minister Bannister announced that contracts have been issued to have large casuarina trees in eastern New Providence removed. The casuarina devastates the coastal defenses for hurricanes and doesn't let Bahamian native trees grow under it. Casuarinas are salt tolerant. In many communities in our country, the casuarinas taking over the beaches and eroded them 30 to 40 feet. They destroy our natural vegetation, Minister Bannister informed. The long-awaited body cams for law enforcement officers are now in the country and are expected to be officially rolled out by August, National Security Minister Marvin Deems revealed in the House of Assembly on Wednesday. In the meantime, the minister said officers will continue with virtual training until the cutting-edge equipment is fully implemented in the system. Giving his budget contribution in Parliament, the Mount Moriah MP said that in February of this year, $688,561 was invested for 200 body-worn and 200 dash cams for patrol vehicles. The technology is now on island. Meanwhile, the signaling units for the dash cams have been installed in the new police vehicles. $232,357 will be invested during this month, while the duplicate amount will be paid during the upcoming fiscal period for maintenance. Ministry of Education schools on target to receive repairs. 49 schools in New Providence and 97 Family Island schools are set to receive repairs at approximately $12 million and $4.85 million respectively as part of the Ministry of Education Summer School Repair Program. The schools comprise primary and high schools in New Providence and primary, high, and all-age schools in the Family Islands. 11 libraries in New Providence are also included in the repairs. In his contribution to the ongoing 2020-2021 budget debate, the Honorable Jeffrey Lloyd, Minister of Education, assured parliamentarians that schools will be ready for the upcoming school year. Van, can you tell us what the traffic looks like out there?
With a look at traffic now, the Samalabala Highway still with the longest traffic backup and delay on the island. The two-lane exit into Tony's Million Darling Roundabout is still at a standstill with slow crawl getting out of there and backed up almost three-quarters of the way. Around this time, it usually dissipates in about 30 minutes. The landscape has changed, though, island-wide. Certainly more activity going on out there in the streets right now. Carmichael Road with a long, slow delay getting out onto the Blue Hill Road intersection. Due care and attention will be required moving through Wolf Road, East Street, and those areas as they have become heavier and slower. More traffic is moving through there in both lanes, requiring lots of slowdowns. No rail congestions, though, but stop-and-go delays. It's just a busy thoroughfare at this time. Nassau Traffic Report is service of J.S. Johnson. Check out J.S. Johnson Online Service Center app. There you can view our policy details, check out standing balances, report a claim, and more. Sign up today at jsjohnsononline.com. I'm VAWN with your Eye in the Sky look at traffic, keeping you up to speed on what's happening out there in the streets. through our drone and satellite network so you know exactly what to expect when you get out there.
Thank you, Van Ferguson. Now we take a look into Friday's weather outlook. It's mostly cloudy with scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms today through tonight. Showers will be locally heavy and thunderstorms strong to severe at times. We'll have a high temperature today of 89 degrees with an overnight low temperature of 75. This is Dequan Carroll for Global Impact News. Have a great day.